not strengthening the person. Okay, so we got true empathy versus false empathy. Okay. Any questions about true empathy, false empathy? Not that you agree with it, because we know the rules, right? You need not, what, believe the ideas. You need not accept the ideas. You need not welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you're going to actively resist. Some of the ideas you're going to find quite startling and hard to believe. That's just a given. So let's just get that straight, right? So spirit is so smart, it said to us, you don't have to believe it. 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 And you're going to resist some of it. You may resist some of it. You may resist some of it. So when you resist some of it, you're following the instructions. And when you don't believe it, you're following the instructions. And it's saying that you're not asked to judge it. So I'm not asking you to come to the course class and judge it. Okay. And the last thing is, and the most important thing of all, is that use it, you'll see that it works. Judge it is not using it. Now, you may not be aware of this. I'm gonna share something with you that's really cool. I want you to try to really hang on to this. If you got notes, books, you might want to write this down. Anything you learn, including the truth, anything that you learn that you don't use, your ego uses against your peace. Every truth you learn, everything you have exposed yourself to in your life that you are not using, integrating, your fearful mind uses it to make you afraid or guilty with. If you're studying the truth and you're not using it, you say something like, my God, I got mad at somebody today and I should have known better being in the course and I should have been able to see that there's peace and I didn't. So I'm not doing very good. I keep hearing this book saying I should have look at things as if I'm innocent and I feel guiltier than ever. See, that's your ego using everything you have learned to make you feel worse. So the only truth in your mind, according to the course, another truth, the only thing in your mind that will not hurt you is the things that you believe and accept as true that you live and you use. I'm telling you, what I don't use, my ego uses. What I use, my ego can't use, because I'm using it. It's integrated. It's expressed. Any truth I use can be used against me. Any truth I use cannot be used against me. That's the thought. Any truth you use, any truth you don't use, your fearful mind uses to make you feel like you're guilty or lacking or not good enough or not doing it right. I keep hearing about love, but I'm still attacking people. Then everything I learned about love, I'm using it to make me feel bad. Because now I'm saying I'm not loving enough. You follow that? Try not to analyze what I'm saying, those of you who are analyzers. Please trust 25 years. It won't help. What will help is this. What will help is the next time you see somebody suffering, don't join in it. What will help is every time you learn a truth that appeals to you, you go live that truth. Those are the only two things that these two paragraphs is for. It's coming through me is attempting to share. Just those two things. Okay, you hit your hand up first. Okay, Ruth?
I have a friend who's been through chemo, and I'm wondering how she would react if I said, how did you create this?
But I've already said that that's not a loving thing to ask her.
No.
I'm glad you said this so I could clear that up, because the ego has a tendency to invert things, and that's normal. Okay? No, I say a sadist. I'm just joking, but a New Age sadist, somebody who doesn't know how the truth works, will walk in and ask somebody because they hear thought is creative and your consciousness creates your experience. They'll walk in and say, or they'll say to somebody that's upset or suffering, what did you do to create that? But that's just the ego using a truth that they aren't using in order to create fear. Because you know the person's not going to want to hear that. Because in 9 times out of 10, I bet you wouldn't want to hear it.
Well,
I bet you know, there's always the exception, I know that.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be the person who disagrees with me. I know that that's just a part of being in front of a room. So I know that it's always another way to look at it. Okay? I'm clear about that.
Isn't that a judgment?
You know, I don't want to analyze it. I just want to remember that when I'm with a person, I want to empathize, focusing on their strength. And when I'm with a person, I don't want to share any thought that increases their fear or guilt if I can at all possible do that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm saying. Because that's the only thing that will strengthen you, and that's what will strengthen them. And so what we're doing now is we're not so much learning anymore as we are remembering. When you look at it like you're learning, you set up conditions for learning. And conditions for learning are all the things you go through in your human experience, including the things that cause you pain, and then you say, I grew out of that. When you say, I'm ready to experience revelation and remembering, then you're asking to get the benefits of the lesson without having to necessarily go through the pain that most people go through to learn the lesson. That's the difference between learning and having the truth revealed. Having the truth revealed is easier than learning. Because learning is going to require that you go through an experience that allows you to come to that conclusion, and that experience won't always be pleasant. I guarantee you it won't always be pleasant because we don't always listen to the truth. We don't always listen to what God is telling us. There are two ways to learn, direct and indirect. Direct is easy because that's you getting direct revelation from your creator, letting you know what to do. Indirect is, I don't want to pay attention to the truth. I got all this resistance to the truth. I've made up my own truth, so I'm not going to pay any attention to it. Got it? And so then in that case, what happens is that you have to learn in other ways other than love, because God's way is love. Does that make sense? If I don't choose to learn in a loving way, what's my alternative? Ways that don't always feel so hot. So what I'm saying now is when you listen to this in terms of, okay, what is it that I need to do? Then you go straight to the gift without having to go through the intervening conflict and pain. For instance, it would go something like this. You're upset about something, then I'm not going to join you in the suffering. What I want to do is every way possible relate loving thoughts to you that would let you know that you're safe and that it's possible for you to go beyond this. That's my mental attitude. I'm going to ask my higher self what I should say. So remember, spoken truth is not the same as saying holding the truth.
Yes.
And I'm talking about holding the truth. I'm with you, I'm holding the truth about you. I'm not necessarily speaking the truth about you, because I'm not going to speak a truth to you without checking in first with my Holy Spirit to see what should I say to you that would decrease your fear the most. In most cases, it's nothing. In most cases, the best thing you can do is just be there. Hold their hand and just be there. Everybody with me?
Amen.
See that's a direct instruction. And when you, and I guarantee if you did that, in most cases, when you leave there, you would feel better. And so would they. But come in there to impart your wisdom. Coming there already to tell them what they need to do is the ego. To the ego, it's kind and right and good to point out errors and correct them. The only problem is the ego doesn't even know what an error is. In other words, I'm going to point out your error without being able to really and truly represent the solution. That's why people can talk about the problem, but very few people come up with the answer.
Amen.
Everybody can point out.